show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby.
Follow Elizabeth on Twitter right now, keyword Food Nation Radio. And visit ElizabethDoherty.com for restaurant reviews, recipes, her blog, and a whole lot more. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
We have Joel Dyer on the phone. He is the editor of the Boulder Weekly, and he just wrote an article called Monsanto and Friends versus the Rest of Us. Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
It sounds like this article is really about the threats of lawsuits when different states are trying to label GMOs. Is that correct?
It is. It's really about, you know, just in general, the idea that whenever the states or even counties, which we tried to do here in Boulder County, try to push toward labeling on GMOs, there tends to be an organized effort that comes back at them, either in Vermont's case where they were threatened with lawsuits, or, you know, in Boulder County's case, we just had a lot of big ag money that came in to try to sway the commissioners from disallowing GMOs on open space here. So.
Right. You have open space, which is public lands. And what happened with that? Because there was a big fight over whether GMOs could be grown on that land or not.
Well, what happened was, for now, the three county commissioners decided to go ahead and allow the GMOs to be grown on there. At some point, as more and more organic farmers apply to take over that public farmland, which is open space, I think that the organic farmers will be given first priority. But it really, you know, the polls that were done in Boulder County showed that the majority of citizens were overwhelmingly in support of not growing GMO products on their open space.
Sure. Boulder, to me, seems like such a hotbed of the GMO controversy. Have you noticed that?
It is. One, we have a lot of well-educated folks here in Boulder County. It's a pretty liberal county as well, politically. You know, if you look at the things where we're one of the leaders in the nation, the farm-to-table movement within our restaurants, you know, you can't hardly go into a restaurant in Boulder where they can't explain to you where everything on your plate came from locally, organic. It's just one of the things that has really taken off here in Boulder, and that's really what's driving, you know, the issue here.
Well, I've got to tell you, I think before you were hired as the editor there, we had a gentleman from your paper on the show. His name was Paul Danish. Here's a piece of that interview. Do you think there's any conflict with the food czar of the United States also having been a lawyer for Monsanto?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
What? Who's been a lawyer for Monsanto?
Michael Taylor, who's what? Responsible for food safety in the United States. He's the food czar.
Yeah.
Was a lawyer for Monsanto. Do you see any conflict with that?
Only if he's trying to regulate Monsanto.
Well, that's exactly what he's doing.
Well, he probably ought to recuse himself if that's the case.
You were not aware of that?
No,
okay.
So what? I mean, to recuse yourself when Monsanto comes up.
He doesn't.
Well, he ought to.
Yeah, he ought to.
Yeah, Paul's still a columnist here.
Is he?
Yeah. Please remember, he's a columnist.
Okay.
We do not necessarily agree with Paul, but boy,
well, that's what he said. He said that in the beginning of the interview we had with him, and I was blown away by the difference of opinion between what he said in his column. I think the title of his column was Anti-GMO Activists Are Evil. We interviewed him for that. And then you come along, and you kind of agree with, as your article says, the rest of us.
You know, we try to have, within our opinion section, I think it's really important to have a broad spectrum of views.
I agree with you.
So we have an intelligent, you know, conservative columnist like Paul. We have liberal columnists also. And then, you know, but those are opinion columns. And then what we do as a newspaper tends to be more based in news stories.
Well, I love the town of Boulder. I think it's beautiful. And what do you think is going to happen here? What do you think is going to happen in Colorado in general with regard to labeling GMOs?
That's a great question. You look at it and answer should be simple. The answer is that in 1990, 90% of Americans wanted labeling on GMOs. And in 2012, 91% of all Americans want labeling on GMOs.
Yep.
You look at that and you say, okay, everybody wants this regardless of party affiliation, Republicans, Independents, Democrats, So, you know, we should pretty much be able to get this through. Mm-hmm. The problem is exactly what's plaguing us politically all around the country, and that is when we try to do this by state through a legislature, whether it's Connecticut or California or Vermont or whatever, they basically, the money and the lobbyists pour in and the threats of lawsuits, and they don't have to buy a lot of votes in order to stop it from happening. So what's exciting is what we see happening in California, where they've taken it to a ballot initiative.
Yes.
And because it's California, 12% of the food consumed.
Yep.
It's huge.
Yeah.
No one is going to be able to label for California and not label for other places. Plus, when California runs one of these initiatives through, other states follow suit. So you're just going to have to label if the California initiative passed, right? That's
right.
What you would think. Here's the problem, because I think these large corporations, the few that control, you know, GMOs, who have the most to lose from this, spent $500 million in Washington, D.C. Monsanto spent $6.4 million alone last year lobbying and trying to convince Congress, you know, that labeling's a bad thing, amongst other things.
Right.
But right now, you can't look at things logically and say, well, if 250 out of 300 million people want something, they should get it. It doesn't work that way.
It's sad, because that's the way our country was set up, so that people could make those decisions. But I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and I'm really glad to see this article in the Boulder Weekly. I think that you guys, like I said, you're sort of a hotbed on this GMO issue, and I want to keep checking back with you and see what's going on there.
Oh, yeah. We'll be writing about it, you know, pretty continually. Every month or so, we usually have some sort of a update or investigation going on. So keep in tune, and we'll see it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on the show. Joel Dyer, editor of the Boulder Weekly. You've been listening to Food Nation Radio Network. We'll be right back.